Someone keeps hurting me when I, well, actually, I started to get hurt before I came upstairs. But, like, someone keeps hurting me when I try to go to sleep at night remotely by accessing Allegheny Health Network's illegal surgical implant they snuck in my body during a hysterectomy on May 12, 2015. Bluetooth technology, which has no battery life. It's Thursday, December 8th, 2022. It's 6:30 a.m. Before I even went to sleep, my legs were getting twisted. At some point in the middle of the night, I'm thinking really early in the morning, like 4. I didn't look at the time, but let's just say it kind of woke me up out of my sleep. So I started to get remotely digitally raped in my vaginal area. It was disgusting and hateful. I just got stabbed at the top of my head. You know, before I went to sleep, at the top of my Google feed, there was a video from Elon Musk on Neuralink. It was a video, a 10-minute video about the work that they were doing with the brain implants. And in that 10-minute segment, the thing that I noticed was that they were so focused on the capabilities, the specifications, the mechanics, the functionality, the outcomes, but none of them ever once focused on the pain. None of them ever focused on the measurement of pain. Someone might say, well, you know, these are people who have been paralyzed, right? But the whole point is that you're stimulating the nerves with electrical currents, right? That's what Dr. Fred Price's implant did to me. Does to me, and I'm always in a lot of pain. In less than 60 seconds, right? Really 30 seconds, I suffer so much pain from what Dr. Fred Price has done to me. And you know what? When I get stabbed in my head, when my leg gets twisted, when I get digitally raped, sometimes I'm out in the public. Sometimes I'm at the store, at the supermarket, the grocery store, and these things happen to me. Sometimes I'm with my kids and, you know, I don't lose my speech. I don't, my facial reaction doesn't change. Meaning sometimes I'm actually in talking to someone and the smile on my face doesn't go away. My speech doesn't change. My motor abilities continue to function as normal. But with the impulses that occur from his implant, I suffer so much pain. And you don't see any interruptions in anything that I do. So, like, when Elon's video was showing the monkey doing this telekinetic thinking of hitting the keyboard keys, which is interesting because I have something in my manuscript about that. And my manuscript has a study that I created, which that little example he used seemed sort of similar to the study, my study in my manuscript, but it wasn't from the same he wasn't trying to prove the same point. So I'm not going to say he didn't copy, because he wasn't trying to prove the same point. He was trying to demonstrate the monkey's ability to think and then control what happens to the keyboard without using his hands, which is supposed to what help someone that is paralyzed to use their mind to move objects. Now there is a study in my book, my manuscript, that I talked about when I did a comparison with his company. And it was another man from another country that came up with a very similar thing that Elon is doing, except his device is external. It goes on the outer perimeter of the both sides of the temple. And your eye movements, the function of your eye movements controls everything in your environment. But the thing is, it's not invasive, meaning it's not internal. And so I'm just preaching to the choir, but I feel like I know I'm privy. I have an implant in my body, and no one ever cared about the pain that I suffered, that I would suffer. They were so concerned, more concerned about their ability, capability, functionality, specifications, outcome of what they had created and designed, not really considering the torture, torment that their subject would go through and the amount of pain that they would suffer. I know, because this implant was snuck in my body without my consent. I was lied to. My body rights were taken away. My sexual rights were taken away. My human rights were taken away. My civil rights were taken away. All for someone's fucking science project. And everything that happens to my body, mostly everything, not everything, but mostly everything that happens to my body hurts. There's a lot that doesn't hurt, but more hurts than not hurt. So I feel like as this thing is working in this monkey's brain, just because it works doesn't mean that that monkey doesn't feel discomfort. And guess what? Monkeys can't talk. They can't say, "You're hurting me." Paralyzed people, I even question that too. Being paralyzed, you know, do they have speech? Do they not have speech? Are they able to articulate their pain? Do you even care about their pain? Do you ask them what pain they're in? I noticed that whole presentation never once discussed pain or even measurement of pain. And that's horrific. And I just know, just based on what's happened to me, that they never really care about your pain. They don't give a fuck about your pain. Me and my kids have lived without water, cold water, very limited money. We're not going to have a Christmas this year because we don't have any money. They gave me $300 less in benefit money this month. So me and my kids aren't going to have a Christmas. And they're more concerned about what coffee I buy from Starbucks or what wine I pick up at the store, and less concerned about the fact that they're depriving me and my kids of financial restitution for sneaking an implant in my body. I always feel like the people that did this to me, they always try to find excuses and justifications and validations to withhold financial resources from me and my children. They always look at my life and cast judgment on my life as a basis and a justification for having us live like this, having us live with no money. But they never use those same tactics, judgments, validations to figure out to give me and my kids what we deserve for breaking that U.S. Constitution, for violating my human rights, my body rights, taking away my sexual rights, my body rights, lying about the implant that's in my body. I feel like the same method they use to try to villainize my family, to continue to subtract, to continue to deny and ignore. They should use that same validation to pay restitution. But it's never used that way. They're always looking for an excuse to deprive me and my kids of things. The amount of cruelty is just, it's so profound, the amount of cruelty that is being inflicted on me and my children. They put an implant in my body. Earlier in the car, I said, I've been offered 3 doors. Come work for us as a robot slave after we've been beating the shit out of you and raping you, or allow yourself to be human trafficked and hook up with someone while we have an implant in your body and been raping you and beating the shit out of you, or you could just die and give us your cell tissue. And I'm like, well, I don't want what's behind door number 1, door number 2, or door number 3. I want what's behind door number 4. Pay restitution, monetary restitution in the millions for violating my human rights, my civil rights, taking away my body rights, taking away my sexual rights, for torturing me, raping me, twisting my ligaments, beating me, and doing all these things to me for 7.5 years, and then lying about the implant that's in my body and covering up partly 4 or 5 years of it, the implant that you put in my body. Like, I can't be or date anyone with me being physically hurt on a daily basis, digitally raped, my skin burned and my ligaments twisted with an implant. I can't work for anyone getting digitally raped, my ligaments twisted, my skin burned with an implant. I can't do it. I actually tried a couple of times and it just doesn't work out well because I feel like a slave because of the way that I'm being treated with the implant. It just feels like we're rolling back the clock. I have 2 patents. I write, I do things from home. But I actually tried. Like I even have recordings about things that I've done because I would like to have more money, but it's kind of like, yo, you're fucking beating the shit out of me and raping me. And I'm a goddamn American citizen. And just because I function, you know, like I said, I got stabbed in my head just a few minutes ago, right? I get stabbed in my head when I'm at the supermarket. I get my ligaments twisted when I'm out. I get raped, all kinds of stuff. So I feel like in less than 60 seconds, Dr. Fred Price's implant does all these things to my body and inflicts so much pain on me. But yet it doesn't interrupt anything that I'm doing as far as my functionality, my motor ability, my speech, my facial reactions. But yet I hurt so bad from what this thing does to my nerves. So I literally, when I saw that thing on Neuralink, I was just like, you know, make sure your people care about the pain, measure the pain, make sure they care, make sure they, you know, like biotech is supposed to make people's lives better, but biotech is being used to control people and to manipulate people. So it's like, I feel like with this biotech, they've done more than monitor, they've manipulated. They've coerced, they've tormented and tortured. They've rolled back the clock with bioscience and biotechnology. They've handed control to a moron, someone that is unethical, immoral, biased, or even racist. I would go as far as to say racist. So imagine someone having body rights over you that is biased and racist, right? Or looks down on you or sees you as the other, and they can remote control your body. Even reading your thoughts, even knowing what you think. Like, who benefits from that? You know, someone knowing everything that you're thinking. Like no one, they didn't even measure the psychological impact of being able to do that. So it wasn't just the physical pain, the feeling, because feeling is tangible and intangible. Feeling is the physical feeling, and then it's the emotional feeling. They didn't even have nothing in that segment about the psychological impact of being able to, having the ability to have other people read your mind, your private thoughts all the time. You are giving away all of your privacy. You have no more privacy to your private thoughts. Do you know how much control that person will have now that they can read your mind? So I literally feel like, you know, they be so excited. They be hand clapping. Like when I watched that segment, they was hand clapping, you know, look, he's thinking about the keys with his mind and he's typing, you know, but that for a human is more to life than typing on a fucking keyboard. It's everything you do. It's your private moments stolen and taken from you. And the thing is, whoever has that ability to be able to even monitor or read someone else's thoughts would have to be on the level of, or presidential level, meaning their ethics and morals would have to be fucking stellar. And some of these IT people, these scientists and these doctors, these Gen Zs, millennials, I would even say Generation X, y'all are not ethical and y'all are not fucking moral. And y'all are racist and biased. And for y'all to have the ability to read other humans' thoughts is scary. Because y'all do more than monitor. I know, because I know what the fuck y'all done to me with this implant. Y'all do more than monitor. Y'all manipulate. Y'all coerce. You mock. You do all kinds of disgusting, nasty, vile things with the biotech in my body. And I just can't imagine. Y'all never talk about ethics. Wait, what else was not in that presentation? Nothing about ethics. Nothing about morals. Nothing about pain, measurement of pain. Nothing about the psychological impact of your science, your bioscience. Like you're talking about a human being within society interacting with others. Like this is the bullshit. That this is the scary shit that's happening in the science world. And to me, the people in DC, they don't think on that level or in that realm, because it's not happening to them. They letting these scientists and these techs do shit to people they're so focused on what they can do, but not how it affects and impacts the person that's, they're doing it too. It's like, you know, the reward to be able to think with your mind. That's one-sided. How about the deficit of being able to read someone's mind all the time? How about the reward of being able to use electrodes to trigger someone's nerves? How about the deficit of somebody else being able to use electrodes to stimulate someone else's nerves? Like, do they get to push the button? Do they control the button? The person that has these electrodes in their body, who controls it? Do they get to say no? Do they get to turn it off and turn it on? Is it completely under their control, or is it under the control of another human? Because whoever that human is, whoever that end user is, has to be ethical and moral. It's like having the codes to a nuclear bomb. The human body is the nuclear bomb, that because it can create a ripple effect within society. If someone manipulates, coerces, does things to a person that could psychologically fuck them up, make them kill themselves or hurt someone else, I literally just feel like you fuckers are just, I don't know. Like I said, I like Elon Musk. I do like him. I think he's very smart. I think he wants to help people. But I feel like he's kind of like the rest of these tech people, these smart people that you're so excited about all the fucking things that y'all can do with technology inside the body, but you don't care about other things that I feel like are more important. Someone's psychological well-being. When they talk about psychological self-esteem, a lot of times with humans, they focus on image because that's the only thing that we really have ever had to worry about is our image. You know, as far as when you talk about self-esteem, now you're going to have to worry about so many other components to what is self-esteem. Self-esteem, having control over your own body, owning your own personal and private thoughts. Like that's going to impact people's self-esteem. You know, losing control. People have bad self-esteem when they lose control of their environment. Now you're talking about losing control of your body and your thoughts. Do you know what that could do to a human? Do you know the psychological impact that will have on a human? And then entrusting your body and your thoughts to a stranger. Do you know the psychological impact that will have on a human? Do y'all even think about that when y'all thinking about all these things that you can do with biotechnology? It's horrific. That 10-minute segment was horrific because I know that that was what was done to me. I know that they have had 10-minute segments about the implant that's in my body and what it can do and how it functions. And all the things that they can monitor and manipulate, reading my vitals, predicting my behavior, modifying my behavior, controlling my bladder, stimulating my nerves, moving my nerves. Nothing about the pain that I'm in. Nothing about how I feel psychologically or emotionally. Nothing about the impact that has on my children, being able to manipulate my body that way. How my children feel with me complaining about my pain or witnessing me crying or getting digi raped in the middle of the night by some fucking moron remote controlling my pussy and my rectum. Nothing about those things. Nothing about the psychological suffering that not just I have felt, but my family has felt. From my mother has felt watching her daughter psychologically decline because of the physical impact that this implant has had on me. Watching my children having to listen or hear about my complaints because of the physical impact that this implant has had on me. Y'all don't give a fuck about that. The damage, the generational curse that y'all could create by doing something like this to another human being. Y'all haven't even thought about it. Y'all don't even fucking care. Y'all don't even care. Y'all just want to be able to control and do things and to people and not really, 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 really do a full assessment. Weigh everything, not just what you can do, but the impact that it might have on that person, on the person that has the control over that person, because that's what you have. It's essentially you have control over another individual, right? And to me, humanity itself, humans are flawed. Like, I mean, honestly, when you think about it, would you want another human to have control over your own body when you know how hypocritical and flawed we are as individuals? Would you even want to allow someone to do that? A stranger, someone that you have not built a relationship and have no relationship with, no trust. Shit, people wouldn't even want somebody in their family to have control over their body. Now you're talking about fucking strangers that don't know you, that don't care about you, that don't value who you are, having control over your body and your mind. Get the fuck out of here. But anywho, oh my God, I'm preaching to the choir. But I say it because I feel like I know, because I have an implant and I know what I've gone through. I know what I'm going through. I know how mean it's been, how non-caring these fuckers are. I know all the stuff that happens to me every second of the day. I don't take any minute for granted. Not one. Not even my sleep. I like literally sleep on the floor. I flip my bed and I sleep on a hard surface now, like on the floor. Why? So I feel what someone does to me in the middle of the night less. So the remote attacks to my body against my will and without my consent while I'm sleeping, I feel it less. I have pain and discomfort, but I prefer that over someone trying to digi-fuck me against my will. Trying to remote control my pussy against my will and without my consent. I literally feel like last month, that's why they cut my money. Because I wouldn't fuck myself. So it's like, bitch, if you won't fuck yourself for us, then we're going to cut your money. We're going to, like, and if I don't fuck myself, then my legs get burned and my head gets burned, right? So I get punished when I don't fuck myself, when I don't indulge in someone trying to remotely, digitally fuck me, you know? And I'm like, this is what is happening in America. Someone gets to remote control my pussy, a stranger, a fucking stranger. And I literally feel like someone does that to me because that's what they want me to articulate. That's what they want me to remember. They have taken credit for all the other things and ways that this tech is being used, could be used from me since 2015. And they only want me to articulate how someone chooses to use the tech on me. So digi-raping a woman with biotech is a choice. That is not the only way that this technology is used, could be used. I've had this thing in my body since 2015, and I know that, and my manuscript articulates that. But they never put the implant in a Black woman to empower. I wasn't supposed to be able to see or think past the way that someone chose to use the tech on me. I wasn't supposed to know all the other ways that the biotech can be used. I wasn't supposed to communicate anything of intelligence. I was just supposed to be utilized for whatever benefits someone else wanted. So they try to turn my pussy into a utility, even though we don't have appliances in our house. We don't. You should see my kitchen. I don't have a dishwasher. I don't have a stove, like a real stove. I have like a 2-burner pilot with a little toaster oven in my fucking kitchen. We don't have hot water because I have to get my pipes throughout my house repiped, and we don't have enough money. But I have all this microwave technology running through my bloodstream. And I call the police. They don't do anything. I call the police to report what happens to me. They do nothing. They have not opened up an investigation against Allegheny Health Network. And maybe they have, but it's not done anything for me. I filed a complaint with the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, the General Counsel of Pennsylvania, the Department of Welfare, the police, the FBI. Nothing has been done about our situation. Me and my kids are about to miss Christmas because we don't hardly have any money. It's real. And then, you know, I just want to say, if anyone even thinks about looking at how I spend my money, I feel like, look how you spent your money. Look, you spent your money on implanting a Black woman to remote control her pussy and her rectum. You spent your money on covering up what was snuck in my body. You spent your money on trying to twist my ligaments and shock my fingers and choke my throat and burn my skin. Look what you spent your fucking money on. So I always feel like I'm judged on how I spend my money, but I feel like you can't judge me buying a coffee from Starbucks. You can't judge me from buying a bottle of wine when you put microwave technology in my fucking body and use it to fucking digi-rape me and twist my ligaments and leave me and my kids living 300% below poverty. Get the fuck out of here. You can't contrast that shit. That's not even apples and bananas. That's like shit and something else. Vinegar and water. I don't know. They don't even mix. There is no comparison. There's nothing. There's no fucking comparison to even be able to do that. And there's a lot of little things done to try to like villainize me and my kids. Like, for instance, I took my daughter to the doctors and she got a prescription. And so we have Medicaid, right? Medicaid, Medicare, that's for low income recipients. We have UPMC. He gave her a prescription and I went and we just switched insurance carriers. I used to be with Aetna, now we're with UPMC. We switched carriers. This is my first time using the UPMC with my children. The doctor calls in the prescription. We go to the Walgreens to pick it up. The white guy with the bald head, he looked like he was waiting for us. Literally, he looked like he was waiting for us. And I feel like these are those moments where you try to put my values and morals on the line to try to exploit me or justify certain things when it's all meant to try to villainize me and make me look bad to justify what you've done to me illegally and unconstitutionally. And you do it in like it's like small moments that I see in slow motion. So I go and I, you know, ask to pick up the prescription, which should be covered under our insurance. So he says, you know, this medicine is not covered. And so I have an OTC card as well for myself, but I would definitely use it for my daughter's medicine if I needed to. But so I said, well, the doctor called it in. It's not something I can buy out over the counter. Like sometimes they prescribe medicine that you can actually buy in the store. So it wasn't that type of medicine. I said, well, is there another generic, whatever ointment that is like comparable to whatever he prescribed? And he kind of like didn't really give me an answer. He did say, well, I'm gonna just be fully honest. He said that he had to fax the doctor to see if they will approve the medicine that he prescribed. Now that can happen. That happens all the time. Like, but the thing is, my child is 17. Usually when that happens, they figure it out right there. Like I usually don't have to leave and come back, you know, or they'll say come back in 15 minutes. He was just like, I'll fax it. And he didn't really even tell me to come back. And I just felt a little strange about that, you know, because usually when that happens, they'll look up and see what other medicines are covered that are the same. And they'll tell me. And then my daughter, she's like 17. She's like a know-it-all. Not really a know-it-all. She had a concert that she had to be at. So she had a concert in 2 hours and she needed to get ready for a concert. So she didn't really, she kind of was rushing me. But I also feel like he wasn't really that helpful either. So I kind of left without the medicine that we needed for my daughter. But it was something about his demeanor that made me feel that he was trying to make me pay out of pocket when I shouldn't have to. So that's the point that I'm trying to make. I have found that some people, and they're not all white. I'm not going to even go into the color. He happened to be white, But some of these people out here, they be trying to get me to pay out more than what I need to like put holes in my pocket, right? And then I feel like even with me buying a bottle of wine, right, I should be able to buy the whole fucking store if I want to with microwave technology in my body. But I don't. I buy like $6 bottles of wine or, you know, like usually my wine is under $10. But there's been things that have happened to me when I go into the store. Like I'll get stabbed in my head when I go into the store to buy that. And I literally, and then I'll get digitally raped if I drink it. So like when I came home, I have cameras at my house. I came home last night. I took out some leftover food in my refrigerator. I put my little bottle of sweet wine on the table. As soon as I opened it, my bladder started to get pushed on. Now, mind you, I said something out loud about it. And I feel like whoever's doing that to me, and I didn't even, when I came upstairs, I didn't even go to the bathroom and pee for like another hour. So when I left the kitchen and I went upstairs, my bladder was no longer being pushed on. And I sat and I watched CNN for about an hour, I think it was. And then I went to the bathroom. But they don't care about how much wine I'm drinking. They care about controlling my black body and preservation of my cell tissue. That's what you care about. Preservation of my cell tissue and controlling my black body. Mind you, I said in previous recordings, when I go into the wine store, them white people be getting boxes of liquor and alcohol. Literally, I go in there, white women be literally filling up their carts with all kinds of alcohol, wine, liquor. I get one little bottle of wine. But the whole thing is, I feel like even saying that is like thinking like a slave, like Alice, or a oppressed wife who, you know, I remember my husband used to, when I used to go get seconds, we would eat. And I would go get seconds and he would say little things like, are you still hungry? Like literally he would do that to me. And I felt like that was like a little slight. Like if I went and I got another plate of food, then obviously I'm still hungry. Why are you asking me that if you see that I got more food? So that's a little comedy, but it's not comedy because it's like a little way to control. So I'm just saying, see how that can happen with your own husband. That used to happen to me when I was married all the time. And I don't know if other women have gone through that, but the point that I'm trying to make is if your husband has the inclination to do that to you as a way to kind of like psychologically control your eating habits, imagine what a man will do if he has the ability to remote control your body. That's the point I'm trying to make, is that humans just don't have, y'all don't have the decency. Y'all don't have the morals or the ethics to be able to control someone else's body. That's really the point I'm making. Just that little slight just gives you an indication as to why people just don't need to have that ability to remote control other people's bodies. And you might not be able to like, how can I say, you might not be able to make the connection because it's not quite the same, but I feel like it's the pee under the mattress that gives you that the profound example of how dangerous if someone did have that ability, what might they do? If you see what they're doing just with eating a plate of food, you know, like eating a plate of food. So someone wants to have control of my black body. They want to be able to control my consumption, not because it's in the excess, but because they're trying to control the chemical makeup inside my body to preserve my cell tissue. They're like, I'm a lab specimen. Me living with microwave technology in my body since 2015, my cells are valuable. My HeLa cells, right? Like Henrietta Lacks. That's all they fucking care about. They don't give a damn about me. They don't care. They don't. You stab me in my head when I go in the wine store. But how about you stabbing me in my head? You stab me in my head when I'm working on my computer, typing my manuscript. You twist my ligaments and burn my skin when I'm sitting in the living room talking to my daughter. You digi-rape me when I'm sitting in my living room and in my kitchen. You shock my fingers. You choke my throat. You attack me when I'm at the supermarket. You do not care about my safety or my well-being or the amount of pain that I'm in. But yet you perpetrate by doing certain things to me in certain locations like you do. And then I take the bait by articulating it. Like the other time, like when I called on the phone about my dog. I called on the phone about my dog, but I took the bait as far as making people believe that somehow there's some good reason or cause as to why they're physically hurting me. What I said on the phone was, I said that I was not home all morning. I came back home. And when I started to get closer to my house, my head started to get burned. I started to get burned really bad. Then when I got home, I noticed when I walked in my door that my dog's back left paw, he was limping. And then as we walked under the cameras and he was limping, I started to get burned even more. It got really bad. And I called the police and I said that someone is remotely burning me with Allegheny Health Network, Dr. Frederick B. Price, Westman Hospitals, Biotech. And I think that they're burning me because my dog is in pain. That's what I said. My dog's back paw he's limping. But when I left that morning, he was not limping. So, and someone broke into my house 2 days before that. Someone came through my window in the basement and then through my basement door, and my alarm system picked up the entrance of the window and the door. And then they opened up the pantry in the living room. But see, with that call, for somebody that is like, feels like they're superior or like white, or not even, see, I don't like doing white or black, because I feel like some black people will do things like this to a person. I don't want to get it. I feel like the mentality, the superiority complex, the mentality of feeling like you are better and you know better and you have the right to control. And some people don't even think that deep. Some people just fucking mean. Just like how girls get jumped. You know, like my daughter's in high school and the girls in the high school, they jump each other. The girls jump each other. So, I mean, imagine, I'm just thinking of high school, right? Imagine a bunch of other girls having control over another girl's body. To be able to like remote control another person's body. Sometimes people just hurt you because they don't fucking like you. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes when I talk to my daughter and she tells me about some of the stuff her and her friends go through, a lot of it is stupid. Sometimes none of the girls did anything to each other, just don't like each other. You know, and I literally feel like, just imagine those same people growing up and being able to have control over someone else's body. Sometimes people don't even be thinking that deep. They just don't like you. And if they have the ability to hurt you, they will. So, but anyway, when I called the police, I said, you know, I felt like the amount of pain that I was feeling was associated with my dog's back paw. And the reason why I had felt that way is because there's been times when, like, someone will think we ran out of dog food. Right. And so someone might be like, well, they're trying to help the dog, but I feel like they're not trying to help the dog. They just want me to be able to communicate that, to give the appearance or the perception that they're trying to help the dog. But when I would go buy dog food every time, like when I, especially when I went to the Dollar General, I would literally pick the dog food off the, pick the dog food up off the, you know, off the shelf. And as soon as I would pick the dog food off of the shelf, my head would stop getting burned. So someone might say, oh, they care about how you're taking care of the dog. I get, my head gets burned when I'm typing my manuscript or when I'm building or designing my databases. Sometimes I'm in the living room talking to my daughter and my head will get burned and then I'll start to get digitally raped in my vaginal area and my rectum. But see, I didn't say all that on the police call, you know, so it kind of gives off this image of they're trying to remind or help. No, you're not. No, you're fucking not. You're all about controlling and dominating and being able to put me in a situation where I need to feel like I need permission to exist or to live or to do things or to go places or anything. You're not really helping. You don't really have the right to do that to me. You know, like, so, but I feel like only parts of what I experience are articulated to the outside world. And so people just don't fucking get it. And then I also feel like certain things happen to me so that I articulate that, so that it gives that perception that this is what we're actually trying to do. Like me getting my leg twisted and burned while I was sitting in my bed at 10 o'clock at night. What was the point of that? Right? Why would you do that to me? Getting digitally raped in my rectum, in my vaginal area at 4 a.m. Why would you do that to me? When I had to go pick up my daughter, or take my daughter, locked her key in the car or something, I had to take an extra key to her. I'm going and I'm driving and I get hurt. You know, physically hurt. Why would you do that to me? Like, so it's like, what do you, you know, like, so I feel like the way that the biotech is being used on me, it's a violation. It's punitive for no reason at all. It's tormenting for no reason at all. It's human torture for no reason at all. It's exploitation for no reason at all. It's molestation for no reason at all. It's like, but I feel like it's being used on me that way because that's what they want me to articulate. That's the only thing they want me to know about the tech. And I refuse to just see it in the way that someone is choosing to use it on me. Why? Because I was forced to live, survive, and cope with it for 7.5 years. I filed complaints about the tech and I was gaslit. I was forced to live with it. It was kind of like, we're not going to admit that we put this in you. And guess what? We're going to ignore you and you either going to fucking die or you're just going to kill yourself or hurt someone else or fucking live with it, right? Those were my choices. You can fucking die. You can fucking do it. You can go out and hurt someone or you can live with it. But we put this shit in your body and you come and you tell us and you go to the doctors and you file complaints and we absolutely don't do anything to help you. We ignore you. We even try to make you feel like you're crazy and that try to gaslight you and make you feel like you're crazy and that we didn't really put this in your body. Because I was an incubator and a vessel for your technology, you never planned on telling the truth about what you did to me. Except I learned a lot about it in the 7.5 years. I chose not to see it in the way that whoever was using it on me saw it. I saw past that. I'm Gestalt. You saw the maid. You saw the whore. You saw the terrorist. And you saw the slave. And between all of that, there was the dragon. And you didn't, I was never supposed to see that. I was never supposed to see that. You didn't even see it. You never saw the dragon. You didn't even fucking see that. You was only trying to utilize the tech in certain ways that were disempowering. And now that the dragon has been carved out in such a profound way, and it overwhelms all the other ways that you try to use the tech, y'all have tripled down on the assaults. Tripled, flippled. Because y'all, and you know that I know why. So, and you know, when I get hurt, I literally feel like someone say, yeah, bitch, where's that dragon now? I'm still here. Coping with something that I didn't do to myself, something that I was forced to live with, something that I filed complaints about and tried to seek help for, hoping that someone with the doctor would tell the truth about what was in my body, that the police would open up an investigation, that I would get justice and all of that. But it never happened. I tried to do things the right way. I'm still the dragon. Like, I can't help the way someone uses this tech on me. But what I can control is my own reaction and how I deal with it. And I've dealt with it pretty good in these last 7.5 years. And when I always get fearful when I talk about this in a recording. I say things out loud about it. I say things out loud about it when I'm not recording because I think I'm uncomfortable. Even I'm uncomfortable with it. But I said the slave is a hero because I feel like the slave is more of a superhero, a Marvel hero than the ones that are displayed because they saw past the way that they were treated. They saw something better. They saw what freedom was, and they did not value or see themselves in the eyes of their oppressor. And that takes a lot of mental strength to be able to see something more past what is being offered to you, to not define yourself based on what an oppressor does to you, and to fight for your rights. Like, that's heroism. But it's so much stigma with being a slave. I said it better when I was not recording, but I feel like it's so much stigma with being a slave. To say someone is a slave is an insult, but we're not slaves anymore. And how did that happen? They stopped seeing themselves in the way that the oppressor saw them. They stopped seeing themselves in the way that they were treated. They saw something more, something better, and they fought for it. And to me, that's heroism, like I said. And I probably could say more about it. I feel like I'm careful with my words because I'm recording. But I'm not a slave. I'm never going to be a slave. And I don't see the tech through the eyes of the way that someone is choosing to use it on me. It's kind of like government or democracy. You know, it's kind of like how we choose to exercise our rights within a society. You know, your treatment of me is not, doesn't validate me as far as I'm concerned, or my worth or my value as a citizen of this country. I feel like while someone continues to do the wrong thing, I'm doing the right thing. And I literally feel like someone wants me to think and feel the way that they're choosing to treat me with the tech. And I don't. I just don't. I know what you're doing to me is wrong. I know what you're doing to me is illegal. I know what you're doing to me is unconstitutional. I know that you're coveting my body. You're coveting my cell tissue. I know that you're more afraid of me, not what I can do to you, but what's inside my body and the implications are telling as to what your intentions were, just based on how it's been used on me, just based on how it was even put in my body. It tells a story all by itself without me even saying anything. And I feel like that's what you're afraid of, is the fact that what you were really trying to do with this tech is telling. And to know how you've been using it would tell so much to the American people about where our country might still be headed. And someone will also get mad at me, and I say that not all the people that had ill intentions were white. I don't have nothing against her, but I don't judge her, because I feel like I don't know the full context of what she was trying to do. But I talk about Jameson in my manuscript. She's an astronaut. She's black. She started designing a long time ago. This black woman, an astronaut, she developed a company where she was designing an external behavior modification device to be worn to read vitals, to predict human behavior. It was external, kind of like that guy's thing about being able to move things with your mind. He, instead of it being necessarily the inside of your brain, he wanted to use your optical eye movement to be able to manipulate things in your environment. So her device was external. But just the whole thing, but on Bloomberg, when they described her company and what she was working on, they used the words behavior modification. And she's black. So what business would a black woman that came from slavery have to do with behavior modification of other humans? Especially when black people know that that's what they used on black, they use whips, not shocking material. They actually use fucking whips on black people during slavery to modify their behavior. And on autistic kids, they use shock devices to modify their behavior. And that was thought to be human torture, unethical, and immoral. And when police want to detain someone or lock someone up that is resisting, they use shock material. So I'm confused. How is shocking me at the supermarket? How is shocking me and burning me when I'm in the living room talking to my daughter and we're laughing and talking? How is burning me when I went to the hotel with my daughter and her friends for their birthday and we're checking in at the front counter? I'm confused. I'm not being arrested. I'm not being violent. I'm about to have a birthday party for my daughter. How is stabbing me when I'm going to take something to my daughter so she can get in her car? Like, I just feel like the usage, the what's being done with the tech is just like unbelievably evil to its core. And whatever reasons this tech was designed and snuck in my body, is totally being used for hate, and it's being used for evil, and someone is using it on me that way. And doing all kinds of evil, hateful, painful things to me. And my country is not protecting me at all. They want to be able to lie to me as to why this is happening to my body and not pay monetary restitution for what they really did to my body. because they don't ever want to admit what was snuck in my body and how it's been used. And I refuse to allow them to scapegoat and lie about what was snuck in my body. And so they're making me pay for it with physical, emotional, and financial abuse by financially depriving me, physically abusing me, and emotionally mocking me for being strong and smart and trying to do the right thing when this was done to me illegally, against my will and without my consent. And I was forced to live with it. So you could learn all you could learn from this tech. And now you've used me up. You've used me and learned all you could learn. Now you want to try to find ways to villainize me and justify denying me truth and restitution.